North Side today on 90.3 Near FM with Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good, former Eagles member. Now I'm joined with Francesco Diazio from Armagh International to talk about World Radio Day, which we all know by now is today, February 13th, and also about Armagh's grassroots radio project. Good afternoon, Francesco, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon to you and to all the listeners of Near FM.
Lovely talking to you, and it's all our pleasure. Francesco, this year's World Radio Day theme is We Are Diversity, We Are Radio, and UNESCO is calling on radio stations to upload diversity, both in their newsrooms and also on the airwaves. Just for the sake of our listeners who may not understand about that, can I ask you just to elaborate more on this and tell us about the three main sub-themes?
Well, in fact, diversity, especially from the community radio sector, can be approached in a variety of ways. First of all, the community radio sector is diverse from the public and the commercial sector. It might be a very stupid thing to affirm today, but at the end, we are the radio close to the people, giving voices to the people, and the fact that our sector is called the non-profit sector makes you understand very well that we do not look for money for profit doing our broadcast. We simply look for a wider communication, for a more realistic information that goes behind the official sources that bombs us every day. So this is the first diversity. The second diversity, I think, is the diversity within the community radio sector itself. Imagine that when we say community radios, in fact, we are putting together radio stations coming from the campus and university experiences, rural radio stations, city radio stations, sometimes religious radio stations, but in the meantime, anarchic radio stations. So this is a diverse framework in which we work probably all together with same values. And the values is an horizontal participation, is a gender balance, and it's a fair and honest information. So I think that based upon these elements, we can understand very well what diversity means for us and why today is quite important, not just for the World Radio Day that we celebrate every year, but especially for this diversity topic that touches very, very much.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Francesco, tell us about Armagh Charter itself and its aims in terms of providing diversity forms of community radio, like providing access to minority groups and how it promotes culture and linguistic diversity.
Yeah, well, one of the aims of the Armagh since the beginning, I mean, Armagh is no longer a young girl. Armagh is a woman with more than 40 years of experience all over the world. And within this experience and in the chart of Armagh, what we tried to make clear is really the equal access in all the different layers of broadcasting, meaning equal access for frequency access, for the power sometimes of our transmitters, but also equal access for women, for youngsters that would like to participate in a radio station. And we know how difficult access can be in other channels and in other situations. So for us, when we try to articulate the plan of action of a market, it really corresponds to the natural cycle of a radio station. First of all, again, is access to our waves, access to our people. The second one is the stability of radio stations, their sustainability, because we know that it is a very difficult framework in which we have to act. And therefore, the sustainability and this part of the job for us means also the capacity building and the exchange of experiences among radio stations. We know that there is a lot to share between North and South, South and East and West, and also with our colleagues on the other side of the Mediterranean Sea. So I think that this sustainability is also very, very important. The third part is, of course, the impact. And impact means doing campaign together, struggling together when it comes to recognize the role of minority languages as a cultural, a basic right of the community. And this is why in the previous years we have worked a lot for the defense of minority languages and community stations exactly on the same level, on the same field, because it's a cultural, let's say, common background. So these are for us the three main aspects: access, sustainability, and then impact. Doing campaigns together, doing information together, doing projects together. And this is, I think, the strength of the AMARC, which is not the organization itself, but rather its network.
Okay, Francesco, how is it that nowadays independent, local and community-based journalism, it's more and more exposed to political and economic threats and pressure, isn't it?
Well, you say nowadays. I think it's since the beginning, I mean, since always. Probably nowadays...
Very true.
Probably nowadays is most visible because nowadays we know very well that the five or six main international agencies are providing the information all over the world. So it means that we all receive the same pictures, the same information, the same footnotes, etc. So, I mean, it's incredible. And it is clear that, of course, all this is submitted to the economic powers. We know very well how much they evaluate the information on the online, you know, simply calculating the clicks. And it is clear that a click doesn't represent an interest for the information itself. We know how many fake news, the phenomenon of the fake news, etc. It's all related. So I think that in that framework, I see a very important role for community radio stations. Imagine that in Latin America, an AMARC radio agency sharing and producing programs and news on a daily basis, and working as an agency. Of course, also this initiative is having troubles, and again, economic troubles to be sustainable, but it went on for more than 10 and 15 years. So, I mean, these are experiences that we should try to recuperate at the European level.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Finally, Francesco, tell us about AMARC's Grassroots Wavelength project and what it's all about.
Well, this is one of the most wonderful projects, I think, that we are experimenting here in Europe. I say experimenting because the experimental part is very relevant. First of all, it is a project on new technologies. On the new technologies, meaning the strong interaction between mobile telephony and the traditional radio. We know very well that in some tiny communities, people sometimes cannot access to the studio or can be far. Well, this technology provides the communities and people the possibility to strongly interact with the program schedule, with the decision-making process, with a lot of different layers of the radio management. The second experimental part is also quite interesting because it's the use of the so-called TTS technologies for radio. TTS, for our listeners, is text-to-speech technologies. You know, this kind of virtual voice that we can hear on the computers. But this one is has been done and tailored on the languages. Again, we are on minority languages, on the languages and accents of the communities in which we are working. In particular, in Bear Islands, the extreme south-west of Ireland, in Romania, and in Madeira, the small island of Madeira, which is Portuguese island, but in front of Africa, in the middle of the ocean. And in these three tiny communities, we are experimenting this new form of radios and these new forms also of community engagement through the technologies. The very nice fact, the effect is that the consortium itself is very diverse because we are, of course, working with universities, with research centers, with commercial companies providing this TTS tailored, but also part of this technology called Rutio, with other NGOs dealing with freedom of expression like Active Watch and MedAlert in Romania. So it's really a very, very large consortium, very diverse, and I would say exciting to put in place this new idea or new concepts that cannot substitute the real radio, but can one day be an auxiliary tool for radio stations.
Yes, absolutely. Sounds a very creative and a wonderful idea. Right, so we're going to leave it at that, Francesco, unless, of course, there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish.
I would just like to add my thanks to you and to all the listeners to the RFM, and wish you a very wonderful work for the day.
Our pleasure is all ours, and thank you again very much for joining us today. It was lovely talking with you, and all the very best and take care. All the best. Bye-bye. Now, that was Francesco D'Azio from Armagh International. He was discussing the Worldwide Radio Day. We all know it's today, February 13th, and he was also talking about Armagh's grassroots radio project.